Nașere. Nașere. So, Marco, do you think it's difficult?
What, the passato prossimo?
Yes, all the grammar we have today.
Well, no, it's actually all together. I mean, we saw in the last lesson the passato prossimo of the first conjugation, and today we're going to take a look at the passato prossimo of the second conjugation.
Oh, okay, so it's not that difficult.
No, we're just seeing it again and again because it's important for our students to remember it.
Of course.
Especially because we have three conjugations plus all the irregular verbs.
Yes.
But let's focus on the second conjugation. But let's not forget that the second conjugation follows the same rules as the first conjugation. And now let's take a look at the first example, that is...
Nascere.
To be born, which has to have the auxiliary essere.
To be. Io sono nato.
I was born.
Tu sei nato.
You were born.
Lui è nato.
He was born.
Lei è nata.
She was born.
Noi siamo nati.
We were born.
Voi siete nati.
You were born.
Loro sono nati.
They were born.
So, just as we have seen in the previous lesson, we have the feminine exception.
Yes, because as always, if the auxiliary is essere, the past participle has to be matched, has to agree with the gender of the subject to which it refers to. For example, if Cinzia says, I was born, she would say,
Io sono nata.
While I would say, Io sono nato. Very
simple.
So
very easy. Yes. Oh, Marco.
Now, let's take a look at another example for the second conjugation. That is...
Leggere.
To read, which needs the auxiliary avere.
Io ho letto.
I have read. Read.
Tu hai letto.
You have read. Read.
Lui, lei ha letto.
He, she has read. Read.
Noi abbiamo letto.
We have read. Read.
Voi avete letto.
You have read. Read.
Loro hanno letto.
They have read, read.
Bellissimo.
Very straightforward.
E facilissimo.
Yes, yes.
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
Hai letto le poesie di Eugenio Montale?
Ho preso la raccolta di poesie, ma io preferisco leggere la narrativa.
Allora ti consiglio di leggere i romanzi di Italo Calvino.
È vero che è nato a Cuba?
Sì.
Practice with the review track.
Poesia.
Poem.
Prendere.
To take, to buy.
Ma.
But.
Preferire.
To prefer.
Narrativa.
Prose. Then.
Allora.
To suggest, to advise.
Consigliare.
Novel.
Romanzo.
True.
Vero.
To be born.
Nascere.
Lesson 2.
Today we have
Laura and John
talking about Steve,
one of John's friends that recently moved to Bologna, where they live. But now, Steve has gone for a short trip.
Oh, where is he gone?
We're gonna see a dialogue in a few seconds. But before we move on, I would like to remind our listeners that in today's lesson, we're gonna be taking a look at the third conjugation of the passato prossimo tense.
Ho sentito che